Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoux, and today we are in the studio with Mary Boring, owner of A Better Me Yoga and certified yoga instructor.
Hello, Linda. Hello, everybody out there. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you very much. So the last time we had you in the studio, I believe it was in December.
I believe
you
so.
You had opened up a hot yoga studio in Cookeville. And at this point, you've been open a year.
1 year this week. It is very exciting. Wow. A year of small business ownership.
Which I'm sure has been, blissfully easy, right?
Blissfully easy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Of course. I am really fortunate, though. I've got a lot of great folks who work with me, including your beautiful self right over there,
and have had
a lot of support. It's great. The community has really come out. The community wants more yoga. That's an obvious. And the community wanted hot yoga. We've really been very supported. It's been fantastic.
Well, so let's start off with a little bit about, your journey as a small business owner, because, there is I'm going to call it a misconception in the health and wellness field that, because you're a yoga instructor or things of that nature, that, being healthy is easy for you and dealing with stress is easy for you. And, I know not everyone has that point of view, but tell me a little bit of your journey of how this evolved over time and how you've dealt with it.
Great question and great point. And you certainly have been helpful in that journey and walking with me. One of the things I learned when I was I was a yoga practitioner. I practiced yoga and then found, I've got a background in teaching. Maybe this is something I might want to do. So I went on the path, and a lot of folks have done that, to become a yoga instructor. And during that, one of the things that really was important, they said, don't forget yourself. Mm-hmm. When you become an instructor, you tend to get so focused on that and then add a business owner on top of it. I was teaching when I opened, I was teaching 6 days a week. It's really hard to find time for yourself. You have to make sure you practice. Sure, I practice at home and I'll do my cute little small little home routine, which, by the way, y'all, practice yoga. Don't care where you practice it, just practice. But it's important sometimes to be in a class, because then I can turn my brain off.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hard part. I was just talking to a friend of mine who is in the advertising business, and he said, I can't watch commercials. I can't just watch them, because I'm always thinking of something else. And the same thing happens when I'm in a yoga class. I have to very consciously turn my brain off. I have to very consciously say, don't say, I wonder why she's doing that. I don't know if I would have done that.
Yes.
Just let go and practice. I know you experienced the same thing, but very important to do that. Very important to eat well. Oh my gosh. That's the key. It's so hard to make sure that I'm hydrating well and that I'm getting good food in me. I haven't gone the whole Whole30 route. Have you done Whole30?
Yeah, I did Whole30.
Yes.
And I've done it twice.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of friends that have done that and done that. How's that worked for you?
It's a really good reset. It's a really good... Now, I'm very much carnivore. Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of people ask me if I'm vegan. And No.
She's a huge carnivore. I've seen her.
I love the steak and the bison and the venison and all of that. But, doing a reset for your body over 30 days is always a good idea. I'm also a big fan of fasting. Doing a 3-day juice fast is just, it's a really nice reset for your gastrointestinal system, your liver, all of your organs. So, things like that are super healthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great idea. And I do work hard on doing the juicing as well. We've got a great place here in town that helps you juice without having to do all the work, because it can be a little work juicing. It's a routine. Like a lot of that stuff, it's a routine, but I have to follow it. But I know that I really have to focus on my food intake, my water intake. And same thing about, you talked about liver. That's interesting to know. One of the things when you're in a hot room, and we may talk about that in a little bit, is there's a lot of detoxing going on because of all that sweating. And yoga in general, even if it's not in a hot room, the movements, they kind of work on detoxing your body. Well, when you're doing that, actually, you have to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water and having good juices, because the liver can start to get overworked.
Yes.
From all of this detoxing. So very important to keep yourself healthy. Rest. Oh, my goodness. Sleep. Oh, hey. I'm a sleeper. I'm a sleepy, sleepy, McSleep, sleep, sleeper. But that's also very important, to rest. I was also talking to someone the other day about, have you heard all this recent studies? It's probably all not recent, but it's recent to me, that when one sleeps, one of the reasons sleep deprivation is so bad for you, it's when your body releases toxins. It's when your brain releases toxins. So so important to make sure that you're getting sleep while you're working 90 hours a week running a small business.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
And eat, and also really take care of yourself. And that's a great point. It's not, Linda as well is a health professional. She works hard at where she is. I've seen how she works on her food. I see how she works oils into her life and all the other great alternative things that you can do. Listen, Arnica gel, I don't know if y'all know what Arnica gel is. It reduces swelling and helps bruising. I live by Arnica gel. If anyone doesn't think that I'm not sore just because I'm a yoga instructor, I'm sore.
Oh, yeah.
Often.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it. It's a happy sore, but I'm sore a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Arnica gel, we're good friends.
Oh, yeah. But for those of you just joining us, we're here today in the studio with Mary Boring, owner of A Better Me Yoga, Cookeville's first and only hot yoga studio. Woo-hoo. With infrared heaters. But as we were talking about like health and wellness and things of that nature, yeah, food, you know, as a health coach, I tell people all the time, 80% of what you look like is determined by what you put in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So don't be fast, cheap and easy. Because that's what happens.
Yeah,
and you know,
great
saying. When you're fueling your body that mm-hmm. way, you run out of energy really fast. So it's a really great point to make that, you know, being a small business owner, making sure that you're not just doing the grab and go with your food is going to help you so much with stress.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. And it's I'm sure you've talked about on this show, and some of you also have talked about how frustrating it is that cheap is to eat well, one has to spend a little money.
Yes.
And it's not fair, and we're not going to talk about that today, but it is not fair. You have to work a little harder sometimes to do that. But, you know, organic food really makes a difference. Good water really, really makes a difference. You know, I've stopped using my microwave. In fact, I don't have one anymore.
Yeah, I realized we had a lot more counter space when we moved houses, and there was no microwave on the counter. I was like, what is missing?
Yeah.
And then it hit me that we hadn't used it in 4 years. And
Someone said, how do you heat something up? And I went,
on the stove.
The stove.
Yep. The stove of the
you
oven.
You know, that's what we did before there were microwaves.
Yep. But no, fueling your body correctly also makes a big difference on the mat, too. Because when you're demanding certain things of your body and of your muscle structure by taking classes that are very intensive and are putting your body under heat stress, it is really important to make sure you have the proper fuel. Because if not, you're going to get nauseous. You're going to get dizzy. You're not going to be able to focus.
Absolutely.
And it makes a big difference in, you know, the results of your workout.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As always, there's that also, though, and those of you all out there who are folks who work your body, you know, there's the goal about when you eat before you work out and when you eat after you work it out and how much you have beforehand. So there's a little balance with that. And you do have to obviously make sure that you're keeping yourself with good nutrients, but you also don't want to overeat a lot before a big mm-hmm. workout, certainly in the heat, because it can make you feel nauseous. Only time I've had anyone get a little ill in the studio is that they ate a big meal about 30 minutes before they came to class. And I was like, ooh, okay, watch that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, and mm-mm. I mean, that's going to happen to anybody. You're opening up, you know, you're doing a back bend. You're really opening up that stomach and putting a little, you know, pressure on it as you open it up, and that can stress it if you got food in it. But definitely keep yourself nourished. I don't know what word that was that I just made up, y'all. Nourished.
It's a word.
Is it? Thank
it's
you.
Totally a word.
It is now. We made it up. The life of a small business owner and a health person, you know, you have to, and again, Linda knows about this, and I know she's talked to you guys, if you guys are loyal viewers out there, listeners, viewers, all same thing, is that you have to take time for yourself.
Yeah.
You cannot be a good small business owner. You cannot be a good health coach. You cannot be a good yoga instructor if you are not self-care, if you're not nourishing yourself as well.
Yeah. Well, and also it follows into the fact that, you know, people want to take instruction about health or the wellness of their body from someone who's healthy.
Yes.
And if you're consistently stressed out and running through like the drive-thru to get your food and your nourishment and you look exhausted all the time, you know, you're not necessarily practicing what you preach. And yeah, it's
absolutely
important. It's really important.
It's a really good point.
So, and you know, self-care is something that as a small business owner, you learn as you go along, because initially you're doing everything and then you're like, oh, I need a nap. Like
absolutely
yesterday.
Yes. Well, yeah. And it's a good point. You know, you start talking about growth and stuff. You know, I've planned a little spontaneous vacation for next weekend. But you know what? I'm going to have to cancel class for that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. It stresses me. Sorry, y'all. But I have to take care of me, or I can't take care of you as well.
Exactly.
And that's quite important, quite important.
Well, and just like you were talking about, you know, there's a big difference between teaching a class and taking a class.
Yes.
When I first started teaching bend class, I didn't realize how long it had been since I took a class until I trained another instructor. And then I took her class just to see how she was doing.
Right.
And my whole body and my brain was just, oh, wow, this is so nice. I don't have to think about the things. I can close my eyes.
Oh, I can. Delightful.
And that's when it hit me. You know, you can't fill from an empty cup. You have to feed yourself. So being open for a whole year now, I'm sure that's something that you have experienced multiple times over.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have some friends who are small business owners. And one of the one things I've learned is that you cannot put all your eggs in your small business basket.
Yeah.
So you still need to work. There still needs to be money coming in that doesn't have anything to do with your small business. That's important. Let the business have its feet. Let it find its own way. So, you know, sure, you've been there. There's been some days where, you know, you work really long hours. My mantra has always been future self thanks present self.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick, and we'll be right back with more of What's New at the Studio after this.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm here today in the studio with Mary Boring, owner of A Better Me Yoga, Cookeville's first hot yoga studio with infrared heaters. And we are going over the wonder that is being a one-year anniversary small business owner and all the changes that happen with a small business in a time frame like that. You know, because you're learning, you're growing, you're trying new things.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everybody. Glad to have you back. It is certainly a great learning experience. I've learned a lot. We've grown a lot. I think that if you had come visit us in the first month, come back and see us again. Certainly things are better, you know, but I think that's normal. You have to find your way and just see what works and see what doesn't work.
Well, and I can say with conviction, everyone remembers the lavender towels at the end of class now, which is the absolute highlight of every class.
It is cold lavender towel at the end of every class. It's a delight.
It's beautiful. If you haven't experienced this, people, you have to do that thing. It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
So let's talk a little bit about heat stress. So, you know, heat stress helps the body in so many ways, not just detoxification and, you know, making the lymphatic system more efficient, helping to improve the cardiovascular system. A lot of people think those are things that are needed when it's cold outside and when it's hot outside. You know, things kind of ease off a bit and you're like, I can just go outside and be hot. Why is heat stress important year round?
That's a great question. And I'm going to actually certainly let you talk a lot about that, too, because I think that you have been using some heat in your work as well. As we were sort of talking about the break, a lot of it is about your muscles and allowing that heat to create a lengthening. We have a lot of athletes that practice with us, which is delightful. Baseball players, CrossFit folks, soccer players, dancers, runners, lots of runners. And what you want to do generally in a yoga practice in general, and then with the heat, it lengthens, it creates abilities to help me here more technical with the muscle fibers. I'm going to kind of lean to
elasticize.
The elasticize. Thank you.
Yes.
And especially if you do things like running or, you know, soccer players, things like that. And all of our CrossFit folks, you're really tight at your muscles. You're really, really strong and tight. But if you stay there without this beautiful
Elasticity.
Thank you, because I knew it was going to come out wrong, so I just sort of stopped in the middle and let her finish it. Without that beautiful elasticity, it helps you prevent being injured, and that is crucial. And that's what that heat, one of the things the heat stress does for you, is really that muscular on that level. And it just does, it also makes you feel good. I don't know how to even describe it. How do you, what do you think that is about that heat? How it makes you feel? It really just is yummy feeling.
Well, one of the things that it does do is it helps your body deal with inflammation in a very efficient way.
Interesting.
So when your cardiovascular system can actually pump blood into places and flush things out instead of just constantly cushioning them, you know, it's going to help draw down that inflammation, which is going to make your joints feel better. Mm. You know, when you sweat and your body can open up all of your pores and push all of the things out of your skin that it needs to, your face is glowing.
It is glowing.
You just feel fantastic. You go home, you rinse off your face with, or, you know, even after class, you wash it off with the lovely lavender towel.
Absolutely.
And your skin is glowing.
It is absolutely glowing.
And you feel great. And a lot of it is pushing out all of that bacteria that your pores need to get rid of. You know, your skin is your largest organ. So it's very, very efficient at detoxifying your body. You know, people think that you only get rid of waste via elimination. Your skin is constantly absorbing and getting rid of all kinds of things. So putting your body under heat stress allows you to do those things, especially when it's for a long period of time, like an hour long class.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Great. And great point. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because that it was in my mind. I was like, how do we describe that? Linda described it just perfectly. It so you feel. Now, I do want to mention that it's very low humidity in there.
Yes.
So that's important. We try to keep the humidity anywhere between 30 and 40%. Sometimes if there's a bunch of folks in there, it might creep up just a smidge. But boy, there's a big difference from a 60% humidity to a 30% humidity.
Huge.
It's huge. So it really, and even when we first opened, there were days that sometimes it got a little more humid in there. And that's one of the things we've improved and worked on, is keeping the humidity lower. Makes a big difference. You feel different in there because of that lower humidity. But that heat stress on you, and why could you just not do that during the, well, I could go take a hike and be outside. You absolutely can. However, what's the difference? What is the difference? What would you think the difference is, Linda, from being an outsider to being on the inside from the heat?
Well, you know, first of all, it's going to be what you're doing. Okay. So, you know, when you're taking a structured class where each movement has a purpose and is designed specifically for certain muscles, you know, and it, whether it's yoga or bend class or chair yoga or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you're doing something that's very, very structured to have a purpose. You know, hiking is wonderful and it's going to build muscle structure, and that's great. It's a good cardio workout, helps get your heart pumping.
Mowing the lawn, that type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but if you're trying to elongate muscle tissue for injury prevention, you're not going to get that from a hike.
Nope.
It doesn't matter how hot you get outside.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, when you're going for a specific target, a specific goal, and it's something that you need because you're really tight. You know, I've had people tell me that things like restless leg syndrome has improved simply because they go to bend class and we stretch all of the big muscles first.
Absolutely.
Which is really important. Sequencing is a big part of gymnastics and ballet stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do all the big ones before you do all the little ones, because the big ones kick up your blood flow so that you don't break the little ones. It's, you know, it's a whole process. So when you have that kind of sequencing and you can open up your body in that way, especially in that kind of heat, it just enhances your ability to improve your muscle structure.
Absolutely. And, you know, it still feels good in there in the heat. And yeah, it's hot outside, but, you know, we have air conditioning. Most of us live in an air conditioned world most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not as if we're out there, unless you're hiking or mowing the lawn. But the infrared heat also, of course, is really healing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The infrared gets into a couple inches into your skin. It gets into your joints. What are some other benefits? I know, because you've done a lot of research on the benefits, as you have a, don't you have an infrared something at your business as well?
Yeah, I have an infrared sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's different spectrums of infrared. Going to a yoga class that's heated is going to help with a lot. If you need something deeper, that's something that, you know, people can either come to the studio and we'll discuss it, or we can go over it later. But, you know, infrared helps so much with helping bust up all the lactic acid that's in the muscle tissue, which is really, really good to help you move. And so as you're stretching and elongating your muscles, it helps break it down even more. So all of those are really, really good things.
Amazing.
And for those of you who are just joining us at this point, we're talking to Mary Boring, owner of A Better Me Yoga right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. And it's Cookeville's only hot yoga studio. After being open for a year. So most businesses do fun things.
Yes.
And give away stuff and partner with other businesses in the area because Cookeville has an incredible community of small business owners.
Gosh, we sure do.
So what exactly is going on at the studio this week? Like
What
have we been doing?
We had our big party in early January, sort of a grand opening party. You know, it's a little hard opening a business and having a party at the same time. I mean, Some folks make it happen, but I wasn't one of the folks who could make that happen. So we're doing daily giveaways. It's delightful. So if you come attend a class this week, you'll be entered in to get a daily giveaway. We've had CG's Boutique. I love CG. She practiced with us. And if you've not gone to get clothes there, I'm telling you, I did that last week. I feel like a queen. I was pampered and she just kept bringing me clothes. And I was like, oh, that's cute. It was awesome. Father Tom's Pub. We've worked with our friends at Hip Cookville, the Forever Abbey Road production of the Beatles tribute is going on. Today's Calf Killer Beer. You can get a t-shirt from them. 37 Cedar, Brost. Oh, and the lovely Waterloo girls. They are the folks that make our cleansers that are based in vinegar and essential oils. So if you come practice this week, you get automatically entered to that. And then there's also a grand drawing. So if you like our post or social media, like our page or share it, you'll also be entered into a grand prize where we're going to give away some yoga classes and some A Better Me yoga swag.
And I would just like to highlight that, you know, if you're an instructor, you can't be in any of those. So please show up to class and let us live vicariously through you.
Okay? Yeah, darn it, I can't do it.
Because I want the things, but I can't have the things.
It's been wonderful. And it seemed like a nice way to kind of encourage people to get out, but also make it a little less stress. Throwing a party is a lot of work. Y'all know that an event is a thing, but it's great. We had a really nice event in January and had some folks out and talked a little about the studio and things we have coming on. And you know, it's just been wonderful. I've loved it a year. Wow. Can you believe it's been a year? Time goes so quickly.
I didn't realize it until I saw your post and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Has it? And I looked at my husband, I said, honey. And he goes, yeah, it's been a year since you've woken up on Saturday and gone away, and I have no snuggle time. I was like, sorry.
We fixed that. We fixed that, husband. Whoops. You've got a little more morning time.
Yeah,
it's important. You know, all of us instructors who work with us all have other lives and other jobs. It's a little not quite available for us to yet quite make a living at being a yoga instructor. Some of us here in the city. So everybody else has other jobs, but they're all great and they work and do other things. So we've had. Obviously, you make schedule changes because you have to be respectful of people's space and the things they need to do. Linda's needed a hug time and snuggle time with her husband. So let's just change the let's change the class. Apparently, all of our students also needed the snuggle time because they didn't like the same.
Everyone was way happier with 2 o'clock.
much happier.
Well, and real quick, for those of you who are just jumping in, we're here today talking with Mary Boring, owner of A Better Me Yoga right here in Cookeville, Tennessee, Cookeville's only hot yoga studio. So with all of the grand opening and all of this stuff, what do you have up and coming for the next year or even just the next 6 months? Because I know a lot of changes have happened.
We have had a lot of changes. Well, we're going to be bringing on very soon a new instructor, a male instructor.
Ooh la la.
Super excited about that. Mm-hmm. That brings a total different, just a different energy. And he's a really great guy. He's in the middle of doing his certification. He's going to be, I think it's going to be probably midsummer when that starts. We have added a few more. We've added another hot bend class in the evenings. We've added a couple more hot vinyasa flows. One of my instructors, and I don't remember who it is, so I can't give you credit right now, but one of my instructors decided to do, we're doing a pose of the month. So each instructor picks a posture each month, and everyone and every class in the studio, we work towards that pose. That doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get there. This month is a pose that's really difficult for me, side crow, but we work toward it. So we're going to do a workshop in June, about crow and side crow. Two of our instructors are doing that. I think we're going to be doing a couple of special workshops. Like I want to do a cocktails and yoga. Don't you think that sounds like fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. After because during is balance makes that a little of a stress. And then doing some coffee and yoga. Our friends at Brost, I love them over there. We're going to do that. I think I'm going to have a posture workshop coming up a little later in the year.
Thank you so much for being here today, Mary. And, you know, hopefully in 1 year, we'll be able to come back around and do this again.
I look forward to that. Thank you so much. Thanks, y'all. Have a great day out there. Better Health is ready for you. Health Matters.
Thank you for joining us today for Local Matters.